Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. Let's just roll right into it. So this morning, our message is titled, If You Need Healing, Ask God for Help. And our verse is John 16, 23 through 24. Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Before we get into the actual message, let's break that verse down a little bit. So, very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is Jesus speaking. So, you know how you close out your prayer in Jesus' name? You ask for things, whether it's healing for yourself or for somebody else or whatever it might be. And we always close it out in Jesus' name. Well, that's the reason for that. So this verse tells us, if you ask the Father in Jesus' name, and it goes on to say, until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. I mean, Jesus just said, hey, just ask in my name. I just want to break that down. That there's a lot going on in that verse. So, again, if you need healing, ask God for help. So, if you need something in your life healed, restored, you need to first humble yourself and then admit that you're not in control, that you can't do it on your own. That's probably very tough for most of us because we're all about being in control. But the fact of the matter is we're not really in control of anything. God is. And he directs us and he allows us and he stops us. But he's in control. We're not. So when we realize we can't do it on our own, then we have to turn and ask God for help. How do we do that? Let's go back to our verse. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. You know, we're not waiting on God. He's always been waiting on us. You know, whatever you wanted restored in your life, you need to be praying about it. Have you asked God for that kind of help? He's waiting for you to ask. And he knows even better than you what you need. You know, it's not like he's waiting on us to ask because he doesn't know. He knows. But he wants us to ask. And when we're having to step in front of God to say, I'm sorry, I messed up, he already knows we messed up. He already knows what we did. But he wants to hear it from us. He wants to hear us say, God, I let you down. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, a lot of people, I just don't think realize that. But we got to remember, Jesus wants us to ask. He wants us to ask for anything in prayer because that's the only way you're going to learn how to trust him. And we got to ask in his name. In other words, ask on the basis of what Jesus did on the cross. He paid for everything that we need. There's power in Jesus' name because it carries the full weight of God's grace and redemptive love. Think about that, the full weight of God's grace and redemptive love. So keep on praying until God tells you to stop. Don't pray one time and say, well, forget that. Keep praying. Believing God's timing is perfect. God is responsible for the answer. We are responsible to ask. Joy does not come from getting what you ask for. Joy comes in asking, believing, and thanking God, however he answers. Because you've got to remember, sometimes the answer is no. But remember, he always knows best. Joy comes from trusting God to use your pain to make you more like him, knowing you will one day be fully restored with him in heaven. Always pray, remembering these three things. Even in your pain, God will give you more joy in the journey of following him than you ever could imagine. So our three questions today, how does prayer help you trust God more? Think about that. How does prayer help you trust God more? When you say in Jesus' name, do you believe that there is power behind it? If so, why? And if not, why not? Why do you think God wants you to ask persistently for something? Why do you think he wants you to ask more than once? Do you think he forgot? No, he didn't forget. Why does he want you to ask persistently? Think about those three things. Let's pray. God, we do need you, and we need to turn to you, God. We need to trust in you that you are in control, and we need to turn all of our issues over to you, God, because, again, you are in control. You are in control of our life, and the sooner we realize that, the better off we're all going to be. Thank you for allowing us to just pause for a moment to just get in your word and just talk about you, God, and talk about your glory and your greatness and your grace and your love. Thank you for allowing us to do that. Thank you for this time together. We pray that you guide us and lead us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.